Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Unwinding. How are we doing? How was your weekend? How's your week going? How's your day going? How's your heart? Are you drinking water? Tell me everything. I'm drinking water. I got a new emotional support water bottle. I love my Stanley, okay, I will say. However, I've been seeing the Simple Modern water bottles everywhere, and I will say they are a little bit nicer. I just think they're a little bit sleeker, okay? I got like the Big Daddy one, like the big, big one. She's so cute, okay? And I love that there's no, I don't know, the Stanley one has that ugly like sticker on it. I don't know. I'm really into this Simple Modern water bottle. Maria is a huge fan as well. This is her first time in the world of Stanley water bottles, and she's, you know, she's really happy about it. I got her a Stanley one. I got her a Simple Modern one. She is an equal opportunity employer. She loves both. I think I'm a Simple Modern kind of bitch, you know? I'm just gonna say I think I am. Anyway, it's just us today. It's just us and Biggie. I have a few reminders for you. What else is new? And we're just gonna see where we go. Again, what else is new? So, you know, this week's episode, like 99% of my other episodes, they're always inspired by whatever is currently happening or whatever has just happened. And this episode is inspired by a conversation that I had this weekend with one of my best friends. Okay, but before we get into that, I just want to say hi. Ow, did you hear that? I just want to say hi real quick. Okay, let me think about what do I have to catch you up on? I had a very wholesome weekend. I had the most insane burger that I've had in a long time on Saturday. My mom and I went to, do you guys know Salt Bae? That guy with the salt, you know? He has a restaurant here. I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm not gonna try. But he has a restaurant here. I've always wanted to go. It's very close to me, but I've never been. So we went for lunch. My mom wanted a steak. I'm telling you, she's in her steak era. Did I tell you that already? I think I did. And so I got a burger. It was insane. What else can I tell you? One of my best friends in the whole world got engaged last week. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my God. I was having drinks with my friend Beau and my mom, and Emily FaceTimes me, and I was like, we don't FaceTime every single day. So I got really nervous. I was like, oh my God, I feel like something is wrong, you know? And then when I answer, she's literally just holding up her hand, and I was like, oh my God. Of course, you know what I said to her? I was like, oh, I'm gonna give the best speech at your wedding. I'm gonna make people laugh. I'm gonna make people cry. It's gonna be a whole podcast episode. It's gonna be so good. Anyway, so that happened, and insane. I like, every time I think about it, I smile. I cannot. I'm just like so excited. It's so cool, and it's so fucking fun to like go through these insane and beautiful life moments with people that you're so, so, so close to. Like, I just think it's, I don't know, I'm just like so excited about it. And I feel like a lot of things have been happening in my friends' lives, and it's just, I feel so lucky to be a part of it. I feel so lucky to be like by their side. I feel so lucky to be just, I don't know. It's just, I know these moments are more precious than we think. So I'm trying to just, you know, just be so present and so excited about it. And I can't even think about it. Like, it just makes me, I don't know, I can get emotional about it real quick. So anyway, that happened. What else? I didn't go on any dates this weekend. It was a very wholesome, like, best friend slash mom quality time weekend. I have a date tonight. I have a friend date tonight with Coco. And then I have a date tomorrow. So I'll keep you posted on that. Okay. I'm just chilling. You know, I'm just chilling. I'm living my best life. I mean, I don't know if I would say my best life, you know, we're struggling a little bit with some things, but you know what, actually, before we get into this episode, in one way, I am living my best life, and it's because there's a lot of things I don't have, you know, down, I don't have figured out, but there's one thing that I do have on straight lately, and it's my motherfucking mindset, okay? And here's the thing. If there's one thing that I want to do with this podcast, there's not just one thing. There's a few, okay? I want to make you laugh. I always want to make you laugh. I want to make you feel like you're not alone in any feelings that you have or anything that you're going through, because like you're never fucking alone in the things that you're going through. But I think when we go through things, we think we're the only human in the world who's suffering or who might have some sort of feeling. No, not true. Okay. But more than anything, I want you to realize who the fuck you are. And I know that's so cliche. That's so Pinterest, like barf just saying it. But like, you know what? I just want you to realize that you're such a magical bitch. You know what I mean? And it's taken me a while, like 30 fucking years. I think I started to realize it. You know what? Here's the thing. I've always known I'm a magical bitch, but I really lied to myself for a long time. I think I really started to be like, okay, when I was like 28, 29. But 30's really been like, no, like I am just too fucking magical for this. You know what I mean? Like I will exit situations and be like, no, like I'm sorry, I'm too pretty for this. I'm too magical. I'm too funny. I'm not doing this shit. I am not dealing with this. And you know what? I just feel like I truly am such a magical fucking bitch, and it's time that I start acting like it every single day and in every single moment, and not just when I remind myself. Because you know what? Some days I'm like, yes, you are that bitch, okay? And then, you know, I walk around with a little extra pep in my step. I don't understand that saying. Add that to white things I don't understand. But then sometimes I truly forget who I am. And then I'm like, and then when I remember, I'm like, wait a minute. Do you not realize how special you are? How rare you are? Like, you are pure fucking magic. And that's my favorite word. Magic. It's my favorite word to describe who I am. You know what I mean? Like, and listen, I'm talking to myself right now and I'm talking to you, because I don't know if you believe this or not, but I need you to start believing this shit and to start walking around like that with no, like, unapologetically. And I want you to stop worrying about whether or not you're going to make someone else feel uncomfortable by you realizing who the fuck you are. Like, stop worrying you're gonna make other people feel small because you finally feel big. I think the right people, they will always be happy to see you take up space. That's it. Okay? So in fact, if you are, and listen, here's the thing, right? This is not, I'm not saying go walk around like you are the last Coke in the desert. That's such a funny saying. It's actually in Spanish, but I just translated it. I hope it hits. I hope it delivered. I'm not saying that, even though why the fuck not? But like, I'm not saying that you're gonna walk around like you're better than people. No, like obviously that's not it. That's not it. Like, you realizing that you are so special, that has nothing to do with anybody else. That does not mean you are going to talk down to anybody. That does not mean you are not going to be kind. That does not mean you are not going to be respectful. It doesn't mean you're going to be dismissive. Like, why? Who the fuck put those two things together? Because now every time that we try to tell women especially to be confident, we have to be like, well, I don't mean be conceited. Like, why the fuck do I even have to give that disclaimer? It makes me like annoyed that, and I know that's a big reason why we don't act the way we want to act sometimes, is because we're like, well, you know, I need to like tone it down. Can you guys hear that? If I could only explain to you how much I fucking dislike my neighbors upstairs. Like, I hope they listen to my podcast, like truly. Oh my God, they're so fucking loud all the time. I can't stand it. I can't. You know what? They just ruined my mojo. I was on such a high. Anyway, that's one thing I have down right now is my mindset about myself. And it's like, bitch, about fucking time. And I'm not saying it's always like this, okay? But you know what? I think I've finally really internalized these thoughts, and I'm finally starting to act on them, and I'm finally starting to be like, I don't give a fuck if this makes you feel uncomfortable. The fact that now I actually love myself, why does that make you feel uncomfortable? That's your problem, not mine, okay? Anyway, so let's get into this episode, even though I feel like, oh my gosh, should I just like wrap this up now? That was like, I feel like that was such a good pep talk. No, we're gonna get into it. Okay, so it's gonna be a quickie, but I used to pull this question on my stories. I don't know if you remember. I would I would always ask, are you surviving or thriving? Okay. Can you hear my fucking neighbors? Like, what are you doing? I used to do that all the time until one person one day, and I know they weren't doing this in a bad way, but they said something to me that made me be like, hold up. Like, let me... No, I actually can't. Like, it made me be like, all right, let me like back this up real quick, because you know how big words are to me, all right? And they were like, listen, I think if we are alive and able to watch your story, we're like immediately doing better than surviving. Like, surviving is something that I think most of us are not doing. In fact, I think it's, you know, I think the jump from surviving to thriving is like way too large. Like, whatever. They said all these things to me and I was like, listen, you're not wrong. Okay, at the end of the day, you're not wrong. It's semantics, but I do, as somebody who talks about words so much, it's like a little hypocritical of me, you know? It was just a fun little thing I liked to do, but I stopped doing it because now I just can't get whatever they said to me out of my head, you know? And they're not wrong. Again, they're not wrong, okay? But anyway, so my friend and I were talking and she was telling me like, you know what? She's like, I'm surviving. I'm not thriving right now. And then we started talking about how not every season, or I started to remind her actually how not every season is for building and for grinding and for thriving. Like, some seasons of our life are just meant for getting by, and that's okay. A season of your life doesn't have to be this... Who's calling me? Hold on. So many interruptions today, guys. Holy fuck. Let a bitch live, please. A season of your life does not have to be this like elaborate, extensive period. It could be a month, okay? It could be like a little season that you had, it's okay. But I think sometimes we forget that not every season is for thriving. If you thrive in every single season that you're in, can I have some of whatever the fuck you're having, okay? But that's not me. And sometimes I feel bad for slower seasons. Sometimes I feel bad when somebody asks me like, what's new? And I don't have this spectacular, elaborate answer to give them, which is so silly because let me tell you something, as someone who has experienced, and I continually experience a lot of chaos in my life and a lot of hardship, like, don't we all, right? But as somebody who's experienced a lot of it, I know how much of a gift calmness is. Like, I know how much of a gift calm moments are. And sometimes slow seasons are calm and sometimes they're not. Sometimes slow seasons aren't necessarily calm and they're more about feeling or healing or processing or navigating or thinking, which, like, that shit is not easy at all, okay? But sometimes our slow seasons are for healing and just working through some shit and working through whatever it is that we're trying to navigate. Or maybe we just went through something and we need a second, you know? Sometimes you just need a fucking second, right? Maybe we're just existing. Maybe we're not trying to, as we've spoken about recently, maybe we're not trying to improve on anything. Maybe we're not trying to self-optimize. Maybe we're just existing. What a concept, right? And let me just tell you, that's okay. That's truly 100% okay. I think, again, we forget that, you know, being bored is often a privilege. You know, it means there's peace of some sort. So don't feel bad for a slow season. Don't feel bad if you are in a moment where you're just like being and just existing and you're just kind of getting by. Like, you're just doing what you need to do to get through the days. We only talk about thriving and I'm starting this new business and I'm going here and I'm dating this new guy and I met this new friend, or I'm moving, I got a new couch. Like, we only talk about these fucking moments and we only celebrate these moments, but that is not the reality of life. And sometimes it's about doing what you have to do. Maybe it's the bare minimum of what you have to do to consider that day a successful day. You know what I mean? And sometimes we take a lot of things off our to-do list that are not priority and we just do the bare minimum, and that is okay. Sometimes that is what we need, okay? There's like no shame in that. I think we wouldn't know one season without the other, right? And I think one of the greatest gifts we can give to ourselves is to be compassionate with ourselves despite the season we're in. If it's busy and you're thriving and it's fucking go time, you know, also like a thriving season doesn't have to be busy. I just need to say that. I know we know that, but like I feel like I keep putting those two together. You see, it's my fucking Capricorn, okay? Maybe you're just thriving. Maybe you're not even busy, but you're thriving. Still, all the compassion. Give yourself all the compassion. If you're struggling, it's slower. Maybe you're healing. You're in a sad bitch moment. Even more compassion. If you're just chilling, it's a slow season. You're just taking things one day at a time. You're just kind of getting by. So much compassion. I also want to talk about resistance, but this maybe will be a different episode. But I think sometimes we feel, or I'll speak for myself, sometimes I feel very resistant, hesitant, reluctant to enter a slower season or to fully be in a slower season because it means I have to be introspective and I have to think about things. Maybe I have to feel things that I don't want to feel. Maybe I have to feel lonely. You know, I don't know what it is. I've been there many a times, okay? But what I will say about that is the stronger the resistance you feel towards something, I've truly learned, the more I have to run towards it because there's so much there. Stephen Pressfield talks about this, about having resistance, but he talks about it as it pertains to dreams and having big dreams and how we have resistance towards these big dreams that we sometimes have, right? And how sometimes when we have this big dream, there's like this big shadow next to it, the shadow being resistance. But I think this can also be applied to uncomfortability with ourselves. Maybe it's, again, healing or dealing with shit or feeling shit out or being lonely or whatever it is, working, growing, all these things, like working on ourselves, growing, whatever. So, you know, the more resistance that we feel towards something, we have to be certain that there's something there. And this has proven to be so true in my life. So I just wanted to throw that out there because sometimes we might feel, you know, I don't know, sometimes I keep myself so busy because I don't want to think about something, because I don't want to address something, because I don't want to go through something. And that's not, I mean, you can only do that for so long. I'm not going to sit here and tell you not to do that because I do it all the time. Okay? I blame the excessive Capricorn in my blood. Okay? But anyway, this is not about me. I'm just saying, if you feel a little resistance towards something, be it good or bad, there's a reason for that, and I encourage you to be curious about that. And more than anything, I encourage you to be compassionate with yourself despite the season that you're in, and don't feel bad for being in a slower moment. I don't care if the people around you are doing a million different things, and in your head, they're way bigger than you. Like, the things they're doing are bigger and more, I don't know, whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter. What does that have to do with you? You know? So just be compassionate with yourself no matter the season you're in. Remember, we're always going through different seasons. It's like waves, and you wouldn't know one season without the other. So you might as well just enjoy it no matter what it is. Try to enjoy it, try to be in it fully, and try to make the most of it because it's not going to last. Okay? And then finally, I want you to remind yourself that you are the most magical bitch on this earth. Okay? That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this quickie. What the fuck do we even talk about? I don't know, but I had a great time, so I hope you did too. My neighbors can kindly fuck off. I'm gonna go order some avocado toast because that's all I want. But I got this hot honey. I think I told you this. I don't remember, but I put this hot honey. Oh my God, it's like a panty dropper. Anyway, enough about me and my panties dropping because of hot honey avocado toast, okay? Hope you enjoyed. Hope you needed something in here today. Love you, and I'll see you next weekend. I mean, whoa, that was aggressive. I'm not gonna see you next weekend. I mean, I don't know, maybe. I'll see you next week though.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses that should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.